Okay, so this is very important. You can't say you are a developer, especially in Nigeria, in Africa. You're a developer, you're a crypto developer, and you don't want to accept any critics. It doesn't work that way. Are you getting it? There is no way you are building a good project and you will not allow people to criticize you or condemn you. You understand? A WikiCard dev was tweeted a tweet and said he has blocked over 200 people because they are having negative energy. Please, how many people are even holding the token? When you can actually block over 200 people, that means you don't want to accept any critics, and that is not done. You call yourself a developer, you develop a token, you have your project out there, and the next thing you do is chilling other tokens because you want to run and make pump and dump, because you want to pump other people's token, dump it and see. Developers shouldn't be doing that. You understand? How can you say you're a token developer and today you come and said such token, you posted the token and you said you bought into this token and it make 10x, it make 40x, it make 30x when your whole token is down there for months? That means even you already lost courage in what you are developing, what you have, what you are giving back to us. So if you are developing a token, you're a developer, you are a team, you're a builder, please always stop this act of chilling other tokens, coming running after some pump and dump tokens, coming out and said, oh, I make 100x trading features doing this. Get your own token on Binance. Are you getting it? If you want to, you have a token and you want to start trading token on in future trading, why don't you get your own token listed on those exchanges so that your holders can actually do the same thing by trading those tokens? So it's not fair. It's completely wrong. Majority of you cannot accept critics. You develop a few token, you just have WikiCard there, you have the DTG there, you have Kingdom Coin there. Small critics you start forming. Then you start looking at others, your investors, as if they know nothing about crypto. You start looking up at yourself as if you've made it, you've arrived, you are now a boss, you know everything. No one is an island. Bro, no one has a lie that you can use calculator to do 2 times 2 and get 4 and start saying, oh, you have arrived. Someone create the blockchain that you are dancing on. Okay, someone create the codes that you are copying and writing. Every token you create on BNB, you have to copy the code from ERC20 code, and then you did this and you put it out there and it's there and you start forming bots. The next thing you do is start, you know, talking anyhow to people. Blocking people off if they complain, blocking people off. I said, oh, you don't want any negative, you don't want it, and you are the one running after all that token and chilling there. How many developers have come to cheat your token outside this country, outside this Africa, outside this continent? So the crypto is still very new in Africa, so we have to be very careful. And these developers that we are looking up to, they can as well kill the potential of cryptos in Africa. You can do that if you are not very careful. You can't say that you are a developer of WikiCard and you are telling us to go and buy another token which is that becomes to another developer token, or in the name of you are telling us how to diversify and you want us to pump and dump another token. Oh, we know some of the developers are digital traders. You are kind of people that call tokens for guys to come and pump and dump. But now that you have your own projects, you have to step carefully. You have to be very, very careful the way you do all these kind of things, because they are going to have backlash on your own project. Okay, so I think we should look into that. Developers should look into that. Please calm down, bring down your ego. You haven't achieved anything so far. Okay, we still have a long way we are going to. You haven't achieved everything, so bring down your ego, learn how to accommodate people, learn how to accommodate critics. At least get something out of those things. You understand? When something comes and attack you, try to get something out of it. Look at what is making the person, as in try to understand where the person is coming from. I'm a kind of person that criticizes tokens. I will criticize token, I will criticize the developer if I see that something is not right about the token. And that doesn't mean I hate the project, or that doesn't mean I will not still chill the project. So that is just it. My name remains Steven Crypto, and I am a lover of cryptocurrency. Okay, thank you.